Chaim Potok died of cancer today. The writer was 73 and best known for his 1967 novel The Chosen, about friendship between two boys from different Jewish backgrounds. Chaim Potok was the eldest son of Polish immigrants. Born in the Bronx, he was raised as an Orthodox Jew but was ordained as a conservative rabbi in 1954. On NPR in 1987, Chaim Potok spoke about literature.
The whole enterprise that we call serious fiction, literature, has as its fundamental purpose to dig deeply into small and particular worlds and open them up to strangers, to people who know nothing about those worlds. And with luck and with skill, with imagination, you hope that you'll be able to somehow bridge your small and particular world and the small and particular worlds of all the readers who might one day come across what you've written.
Daniel Walden is editor of the book Conversations with Chaim Potok. Dr. Walden joins us from State College, Pennsylvania, where he's professor of English at Penn State. Dr. Walden, Potok's books dealt with various Jewish themes, but they were read by Jews and non-Jews alike. What is it that made them so universal?
Chaim Potok considered that his mission was to explain what he called the core-to-core cultural confrontation of Judaism, which he wrote about from the inside, as it rubbed against the larger civilization, the Western secular civilization that we knew. And so The Chosen was not just about the friendship between two boys, but we really illustrated this cultural confrontation between the Orthodox community and the Hasidic Orthodox community, and then how that was bridged by these two wonderful boys who then learned what was more important to them and what they shared rather than how they differed.
Potok was raised in an Orthodox home. His parents were Hasidic Jews. He studied the Talmud as a child.
Yes.
16 years old, he discovers modern secular literature. He reads Evelyn Waugh's Brideshead Revisited. It opens new worlds for him. What happens?
This was an extraordinary experience for him. Even though Evelyn Waugh's book is about really an English Catholic family, what he found was that it changed his life. He said, "I lived inside that book with more intensity than I lived inside my own world." In fact, he was so overwhelmed by the book that it then really pushed him into writing. He then was affected after that by Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by Joyce, by Hemingway's writings, by other major American writers too. And what he did was he, of course, now met with hostility among the members of his former Hasidic community, and this, in a sense, prompted his move to the more liberal conservative branch of Judaism.
Yeah, because his Talmud teachers didn't like him spending all that time reading non-religious writing,
Of course. Of course, he ran into that a little bit earlier on because he was so talented as a painter, and his father was rather unhappy with that. He sort of gave in when writing was a little bit less threatening than painting, so he allowed him to do that.
Well, he told a wonderful story once in his speech about what his mother's reaction was. Could you tell it to us?
His mother was exceedingly pleased at the writing. She, of course, would like to have seen him become an Orthodox rabbi in the tradition of the family, but when he went in this direction, she was okay with that. One of the stories that he told with much glee was his mother at one point said to him when it was clear that he was going to go into writing, she said, "Well, all right, fine, go into writing, but go into it on the side. But actually, what I want you to do is to be a brain surgeon." Which, of course, fell a little bit by the side.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Daniel Walden is editor of the journal Studies in American Jewish Literature. Writer Chaim Potok died today at his home near Philadelphia. He was 73. In addition to The Chosen, his novels include The Promise and The Gift of Asher Lev, as well as works of nonfiction and drama.